Welcome back to Targum Yonos on the Parsha with Daniel Eisenberg. Parsha Shmini begins with the special karbonos of the really first day that the Mishkan is open for business, the Yom HaShmini, after the 7 days of Biluyim, the 7 days of inauguration ceremony. So we have this Yom HaShmini. And it begins with some karbonos that Aaron is to bring, some personal karbonos, and for Klal Yisrael as well. So we have in Perek Tes Pasuk Beis Vayomer El Aharon Kach Lecha Egel Ben Bakar Lechatas. He's to take an Egel for a Chatas, a calf for a Chatas, Va'ayel Ola Tmimim, and he should also have an Ayel, a ram for a Karban Ola. He should bring that. And the next Pasuk says Ve'el Bnei Yisrael to Daber Limor, Moshe to tell Klal Yisrael Kichu Seir Yizim Lechatas. They're supposed to bring a goat for a Chatas, the Egel V'Cheves Bnei Shana Tmimim Leola, and they should bring for an Ola an egel and a calf and a lamb, a sheep. So again, just to review those karbanos, Aaron is told to bring a calf as a karban chatas and a ram for a karban ola, and Klal Yisrael are told to bring a goat for a karban chatas and a calf and a sheep for a karban ola. And I'm not going to get into all the details of each of these karbanos, what they might symbolize. If you want to take a look, Kli Yakar has some interesting pshat, and maybe we'll incorporate some of it in a moment. And Rav Hirsch also explains some of the details in the symbolism of these particular animals and why these particular karbanos. But I wanted to point out an interesting discrepancy that we see in the Targum Yonasan. Targum Yonasan does go into detail of some of the symbolism of all of these karbanos. I don't want to focus on all of them. I mean, you can make the connections on your own of the egel. That's pretty clear. And Rashi also says that, right, the fact that both of them are bringing an egel. Rashi says, Lo diya shemechaper lo kodesh baruch hu al yidei egel zeh shal maisa egel shas, right? That he's being forgiven for chayta egel. And indeed, that's an approach in Chazal, that the entire Mishkan, in essence, is a kapara for chayta egel. But I want to take a look at the Targum Yonasan over here. And Targum Yonasan says, in particular, about the ayil, the ram that he is to bring, that Aaron is to bring as an ola. So it says over here, dechar, right? Uveram dechar. He's supposed to bring a dechar. Dechar is a ram. La alasa as an ola. La alasa tisav. Min biglal de yidchar lach zechusa de yitzchak dechafse avui kedichra tivar pulchana. That the reason for this is that he should bring a ram to remind us of the schus of Yitzchak, the schus of Yitzchak, that Yitzchak was tied up by his father like a ram on the Tevar Pulchana, on the which means literally the Tevar Pulchana is like the Har HaAvoda, the mountain of the service, which obviously is, because I'll tell us, it's actually the Machom HaMikdash, Har HaBayis, Har HaMoriah. So that's where he was brought, that's where the Akedah took place. So over here, the Targum Yonasan is telling us that the reason that Aaron brings a ram as an Ola is to evoke the merits of Yitzchak, who was tied up by his father like a ram when he was brought as a carbon by the Akedah on the Har HaAvoda, the mountain of service. However, if we look at Targum Yonasan on the next pasuk, commenting on the keves, the sheep that Klal Yisrael bring for their korban ola, so he says again the next pasuk, "Metol deyidchar lechon zechusa deyitzchak." So it should evoke the merits of Yitzchak, dechafse avui hey keimra, that his father tied him up like a sheep, and so that's it. And Trey and Shalman La'alasa, they should both be right, Tamimim, basically. But there's a couple of discrepancies. First of all, it doesn't mention the Har HaAvod over here. It doesn't say Tvar de Pulchana, Tvar de Pulchana. It just says, you know, it doesn't mention a location of the Akedah. But also, it's strange that both of these Karbanos are supposed to evoke the Schus of Yitzchak, but which one is it? Right, the first one is that Aaron brings a ram because it evokes the merits of Yitzchak, who was tied up like a ram, and then the Klal Yisrael bring a sheep, which evokes the merits of Yitzchak, who was tied up like a sheep. So which one is it? Which one, you know, which one reminds us of the Akedah and the merits of Yitzchak? Is it a ram or is it a sheep? You know, if you say one is more than the other, then Klal Yisrael and Aaron should bring the same karban if we're trying to vote those merits. Why particularly Yitzchak? What's going on here? So it could be that we can explain as follows, right? Notice it doesn't even say the ram that Avraham brought in place of Yitzhak. It says that the particular part that revokes the merits is that Yitzhak was like the ram, or Yitzhak was like the sheep. So maybe Yitzhak was both a ram and a sheep in this regard. Maybe Yitzhak was what's a ram? A ram is a very powerful powerful animal. I believe Kliaker and Rav Hirsch speak about this. This is a little bit of a boldness as symbolized by a ram. And a sheep, you know, is more of a follower. In fact, that's a term that people use when they want to say think for yourselves and don't just accept things blindly. They say don't be a sheep. Right? Don't just follow blindly. So there are these two midos, a mida of strength, of power, and a mida of accepting and following basically blindly. And it could be that Yitzhak really had both of these, and particularly at the Akedah. That at the Akedah, Yitzhak was this powerful ram who was being Moser Nefesh. That yes, he was powerful, he was strong, he was stronger, presumably stronger than his father. His father was an elderly man at this point, and his father is 137 years old, and Yitzhak is a young 37-year-old man, and seemingly not blind at this point. Yitzhak was a ram, but he was Moser Nefesh. He was very strong and powerful and confident, and was Moser Nefesh, and was willing to literally give up his life, being Moser Nefesh, literally give up his life to Hashem, like this powerful ram. On the other hand, he was like a sheep. He followed the Navi, his father, what Hashem wanted, like a sheep, accepting. And it's in the same action, he was this powerful ram who was strong and not afraid and gives Mesiras Nefesh, but he was also an obedient Seh, an obedient Keves, following with complete Amuna the instructions of his father, the instructions of the Navi. And these two midos, even though in the case of Yitzhak, they present in basically the same action, same acceptance, but they really stem from two different places, perhaps these are the two points that relate to Aaron and Klal Yisrael separately. That Aaron, so it's a debate in Chazal, and then definitely in the Mefarshim later on, how we're supposed to view Aaron's role in Chet Egel. I think the mainstream opinion within Chazal is there's a heroic approach of Aaron, that what he did and you know, he realized that Hur was killed before him and he knew he would be next, and Chazal say he was nervous that they would kill him too, and not because he was afraid, but he didn't want that to be on them. So he rather took the Avera of being involved in Avodah Zarah on himself so that Klal Yisrael would suffer, and there was tremendous Mesiras Nefesh here. And it could be that's why he brings a carbon of a ram that symbolizes this power and this Mesiras Nefesh. Though you could say the other end, there is an approach in Chazal that Aaron actually did something wrong here, and that he should have been, you know, we know by when it comes to Avodah Zarah, Yareg Val Yavor, and this person's supposed to give up his life, Aaron at his level was afraid of the situation, and at least to some degree he didn't want, he was just personally afraid of suffering the fate that Hur suffered, and which is why we see Aaron needing a kapara, needing to be atoned, you know, even though he was pressured and it's a very challenging situation, but maybe he did something wrong. And if that's so, really what he needed to be, he needed to have this boldness of a ram, of this isle, and to be Moser Nefesh like Yitzhak was, to be able to give up his life, and he's now bringing this kapara to atone in this way. Klal Yisrael, on the other hand, were failing in a different area. It wasn't a boldness but and a strength, but rather a not being proper followers, right? There were specific instructions, very explicit in the text in Parshas Mishpatim. Before Moshe goes up to Har Sinai, he tells Klal Yisrael, if you have any trouble, ask Aaron and Hur what to do. They'll tell you what you need to do. And what do they do? So Chazal tell us that when they approach Hur, Hur says, what are you doing? Of course we can't make you a Avodah Zarah. They killed Hur. And then when they approach Aaron, they don't say, Aaron, what should we do? They say, Aaron, Moshe's gone, make for us an idol. So over here, they're not following like sheep. They're not accepting their shepherd and with emunah. They're telling their bosses what to do. In fact, that's many explain it. That's the concept of avodah zarah in the first place. What's avodah zarah? It's that you make the idol. That you are your god's god. You are the creator of your god. You are your boss's boss. So you know whatever you decide to be the god. So then you follow that, but you're really following yourself. You're not being a follower. You're being the creator. You're being the boss. And what Klal Yisrael needs to work on was being more of a keves, of following blindly. They didn't accept right. Everyone, they didn't accept Aaron and Hur, and they didn't follow them. They created an idol that they made and followed that. So it's really just following themselves. So they had to work on this midah of the keves. So maybe either Aaron displayed the midos of an isle, or Aaron should have displayed the midos of an isle, and Klal Yisrael had to display the midos of a keves. Both of them are connected to Yitzhak Avinu. Yitzhak was an isle and he was a keves. He was powerful and not afraid and had this great Mesiras Nefesh, but and he was following the Navi with Amuna, like a keves. He had both of these midos, and therefore when especially if there was Chesronos in this area, if Aaron failed in one, and again at his level, and Klal Yisrael failed in the other, so now they want to tap into the Shlius of Yitzhak, in Akedas Yitzhak, that Yitzhak was an isle and a keves. And through that, you can connect. And of course, you know, there's you know, one more piece that just don't want it to go for too long. But the piece of the mention of the Har Avoda, is symbolic of the Avoda of Yitzhak, of the Mesiras Nefesh that he did. It's not mentioned in Targum Yonasan in by Klal Yisrael's carbon, but by Aaron's carbon, when it's particularly B'Tvar Pulchanan on the mountain of the Avoda of this Mesiras Nefesh, that was something that Aaron may be connected to in some degree, or maybe needed to improve in another way. But these are important midas for us that we have to, you know, when it comes to Hashem and Torah and Mitzvos and the Avoda. So we need to be a keves. We need to follow with complete faith. But sometimes we need strength in the face of adversity, in the face of people mocking, so as many explain, of have az kanamer. You have to be very bold and powerful, like an eel over here, to fight for what you have accepted that you're following, that you're a keves and you're an eel. You should be zocha to be able to work, to be able to internalize and maximize these midos, and you're connect to the schus, and be zocha to have protection from the schus of Yitzhak Avinu. Have a beautiful Shabbos.